Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. A well-pitched game on both sides tonight. The Pirates able to come out with a 2-1 victory, Josh.
Very similar to last night's game. Brewers only able to come up with 3 hits in this one. They've had 8 hits in the series, and they lose again in a close one. 2-1 the final, 2-7-0 for Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, 1-3-0 for the Brewers. And the story was Bailey Falter, an early birthday present. In 3 hours, he turns 27. To celebrate it, he pitched 7-plus innings of one-run baseball. He's 2-1. Tobias Myers deserved better in his big league debut, but gets the loss. He gave up just the 1 run in 5 great innings, but he's 0-1. And David Bednar, second straight night, gets a save. That's his 4th. Nice and tidy, 2:14 the time of game in front of 9,107. Do we do an ID, Kent? Let's do that right now. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So Pittsburgh holds on 2-1. They've taken the first 2 games of the series. And our game portion of the broadcast wraps up with Lane Grindle right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless. Less is more.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Well, that's going to do it for the game broadcast here tonight. A very well-played game, but the Brewers unfortunately come out on the short end of it. Our next broadcast coming your way tomorrow night on Deck Show Built by Menards. That'll get underway at 5:05. The game will follow at 5:40. Brewers and Pirates Game 3 of this 4-game series. Bryce Wilson is going to make his second start of the year for the Crew. The former Pirate will take the mound against Quinn Priester for Pittsburgh. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Again, the final score, Pirates 2 and the Brewers 1. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Attract a wide variety of birds to your yard with KT Birders Blend Wild Bird Seed. This mix is highly nutritious and contains a superior blend of specialty seeds, grains, and nuts. Hurry in to pick up KT Bird Seed today and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Another great night for the Pirates pitching staff leads them to a second straight win over the Brewers, and it's only the second time of the young season Milwaukee's lost consecutive games. 2-1 the final tonight at PNC Park on a Tuesday. Welcome into our postgame show. Josh Maurer with you. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold, with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. To get you the post-mortem on this one coming up with some highlights, Lane told you just a moment ago the breaking news that Bryce Wilson is officially into the Brewers' starting rotation. We'll get you the preview of Game 3 tomorrow. And, of course, we've got scores coming your way. Don't forget, folks, great deal in progress. Go to Brewers.com. And get all the information on the flash ticket sale that's taking place through tomorrow. It'll be $5 tickets available to the series against Tampa Bay at American Family Field next week. All the information, brewers.com/flash sale. Take advantage of one of the great deals that you'll ever get to come to a Major League ballgame. $5 tickets. But you got to act fast. Tobias Myers was the story for the crew tonight. He made his Major League debut a memorable one. It's a shame he took a loss. Andrew McCutchen homered on the very first pitch he threw, and then he didn't give up another run over five innings. He had four strikeouts. There were six Ortho ASAP strikeouts for the pitching staff. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Elsewhere in the Central Division, big game tonight for the Cincinnati Reds. They're up 8-1 against the Phillies at home in the bottom of the eighth inning, attempting to snap Philadelphia's seven-game winning streak, and even that series had one win apiece. Andrew Abbott got the start for the Reds. The Cubs trying to move to within a half a game of the Brewers. They've got a good chance to do it as they lead the Astros 5-2 in the bottom of the fifth. That's a night game at Wrigley for Craig Counsell's bunch. Jordan Wicks got the start. Houston, how about this? The Astros are at the second worst record in the American League, coming in 7-16. They might be looking at 7-17 if they can't come back from that three-run deficit. Arizona and St. Louis playing at Busch Stadium for a second straight night, and it's all Diamondbacks, 10-1 top half of the fifth inning. St. Louis snapped their losing skid with a walk-off win yesterday, but 10-1 D-backs tonight. That's in the top half of the fifth inning. We got some more Major League scores coming your way after this. Pittsburgh holds off the Brewers 2-1 on the Brewers Radio Network.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help my house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, Yadish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Yeah.
Brewers fall 2-1 against the Pirates. We're back on our Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Time now for the home run distance recap. The Brewers' lone run came on a bomb. Gary Sanchez crushed one in the eighth inning. It traveled an estimated 432 feet. The longest home run all season for the crew prior to that was the other home run that Gary has. That was 434, but this one tonight, 432. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Now it's time to get back into the scoreboard. Earlier tonight, the team with the best record in Major League Baseball added another win. The Cleveland Guardians. Surprise, surprise. They're 17-6 now. They were trailing Boston at home 1-0 going into the bottom of the seventh. But the Guardians scored two in the seventh and two in the eighth and won it 4-1 to improve to 17-6. How about Stephen Vogt's start to his Major League managing career? It'll be the Orioles and the Angels coming up out west, and that's a game in which you're going to see the Major League debut for another one of those highly touted Baltimore prospects. Heston Kerstad called up. He was just crushing the ball at Triple A this season. Baltimore at L.A. That's a game that's going to get underway in about a half an hour, and Baltimore is 7-1, starting with the final game of the series that they took from the crew back a couple of weekends ago. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far, with now 29 homers having been hit, OAW has donated $2,900 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We're going to get you the recap with highlights in a 2-1 Pirates win when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help my house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Two to one. Pirates win it. Another low-scoring game to start this series at PNC Park. Post-game show brought to you by Pottawatomie. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more. The new Pottawatomie Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. Let's tell you how this one went down. Highlights brought to you by Purveya Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. You just didn't know what you would expect from Tobias Myers tonight, a 25-year-old. Finally, after 8 years in pro ball all over the minor leagues and six different organizations pitched for, he got to make his major league debut tonight for the Brewers. And he was greeted rudely by Andrew McCutchen. How rude, in fact, from the 37-year-old. He hit the very first pitch that Myers threw over the left field fence for a home run. Both games of this series, the veteran McCutchen has homered to lead off the bottom of the first. Talk about setting the tone for a guy who's gone 5-for-8 in the first two games of the series. It's been McCutchen. He has set the table. So 1-0 was the score, and Bailey Falter, the few hours shy of celebrating his 27th birthday, he got the ball for Derek Shelton, and Falter was just about ungettable. It was similar to what we saw last night from Jared Jones numbers-wise. Certainly the pitch mix very different, but the end result the same. The Brewers just unable to score against the Pittsburgh starter. Milwaukee's best chance in the third, when they had first and third with nobody out but couldn't get anybody home. It remains 1-0 as we got to the bottom of the fifth inning. Myers was up over 80 pitches. He had retired the first two batters of that fifth, and then was dealing with the nemesis, Andrew McCutchen.
Myers up over 80 pitches now. This is number 83. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Beat him with a fastball at 94 off the outside corner. And Tobias Myers threw five strong innings here in Pittsburgh.
Really about all you could ask for. I think he can be very proud of the effort. Five innings, four hits, and one run. And you wonder, is he now just a member of the rotation moving forward with three guys on that injured list? With Miley, D.L. Hall, and Jacob Junis all out for the foreseeable future. Myers may have kind of stamped his way into another start or two at least. Brewers, though, still couldn't get anything going against Bailey Falter in the sixth or the seventh. And the Pirates got an insurance run in the bottom of the sixth against Jared Koenig, three ground ball singles in a row. They were not overly hard hit. They were just placed into perfect spots. Pinch hitter Connor Joe had a pinch hit in the sixth inning for the second straight night. And that one drove in a run to make it 2-0. That was important because Bailey Falter got through seven innings and retired 11 in a row, so they sent him back out for the eighth, and Gary Sanchez greeted him then.
2-1. Sanchez, a high drive out to left. Racing back is Sawinski. Bye-bye, baseball. Gary Sanchez with his second home run of the season, and the Brewers are on the board. It's 2-1 Pirates.
432 estimated feet, and so it was a one-run game, and that was it for Falter after 85 pitches on his brilliant night. It ended on a not-so-brilliant note. Colin Holderman came in and walked Bryce Terang with one out. Terang later stole second base to get into scoring position for the Brewers' best RBI man, William Contreras. And you thought this is going to be the time the Brewers come through, but it was not to be. Contreras flew out, and that was the last good chance. David Bednar, a 1-2-3 ninth to finish a 2-1 Pirates win. We'll come back to go down on the farm and tell you who's going to start tomorrow as the rotation turns. We'll get you the preview of Game 3 when we come back. 2-1 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Bryce Wilson. We're on the air at 5:05 with the On Deck Show built by Menards. And first pitch is at 5:40. Wilson will get another start And I get to do it against the team that he came over to the Brewers from. Made a lot of starts with Pittsburgh, did Bryce. So second start as a Brewer, and Quinn Priester, former first-round pick, gets the ball for the Buccos. Until then, this is Josh Maurer. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we sign off. Again, the final score, Pittsburgh 2 and Milwaukee 1. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Brewers Radio is sponsored by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. We Energies, Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up! Get out of here and way gone!
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
In Orange County,
you know,
and
yeah, go ahead. Sorry,
that's a very long-winded answer to to your question.
No, but it's, that's how it's we fascinating. It's like a new genre, really. I mean, I love that you guys, like, we just played part of your song "Sex on the Beach" before before we brought you on. Are a lot of other yacht rock bands doing original music, or are they mostly covering? I thought it was all covers. When Conrad told me we had an original song, I was like, oh, awesome. You know?
Yeah. Well, it mostly is covers, you know, and that's what people come out to hear. But I would say, you know, in the first year or two, we started, you know, in the band, we started talking about, you know, it would be really cool someday to do some originals, you know, and if we could write some songs that really seemed to fit incredibly well with this genre, this new genre of music, and sound like something that came out of the late 70s, early 80s, that would be so cool to do. And let me just tell you, we had a lot of downtime during the pandemic. We weren't playing a lot of live shows.
Right.
And so we kind of used that time to get creative, to focus on songwriting, to, you know, record some stuff and keep ourselves engaged and keep our fans and our audience engaged also.
That's my guest, Philly Ocean. He's the lead singer of the big-time yacht rock band, Yachtly Crew. He joins us here on Nightlight. Philly, what I was really amazed at is how you were able to do that. Like, it sounded like... You have parameters that a lot of other songwriters don't have, because what you write has to sound like something that's kind of already been done. That's got to be challenging.
Yeah. It is. It's tough, dude. You know, we like a good challenge. Honestly, the music that we play, it's some of the most challenging music, you know, pop music and stuff that you'd hear on the radio that you can play. There's a lot of jazz chords, a lot of interesting progressions, you know, and a lot of really high melodies, songs that are not necessarily super easy to sing. So yeah, we're up for the challenge. And, you know, also the genre is fun. You know, it's not a joke. You know, we don't play the music ironically. We play it because we love it.
Right.
But we also know that there's an element of fun to this music. There, you know, people, they, when you hear a Holland Oates song, as good as those songs are, you kind of smile, right? Because the lyrics are, you know, they can be a little over the top. They can be a little, you know, funny, you know, cute, and like Private Eyes is a great example. Like, you know.
Yeah,
you listen to the lyrics of that song.
Right.
Like, they make you smile. You know, it's like it's kind of bizarre and fun.
It just works, though. That's the great thing about it.
It does. It just works.
And, yeah. So, all right. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Philly where you can. He's going to tell you where you can see his music, where you can find new stuff. That's all coming up next. We're talking yacht rock. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The polls are closed in Pennsylvania's presidential primaries. Former President Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, was asked by ABC affiliate WPVI if he's made a decision on a running mate.
Well, I'm not in a rush, and we'll do it sometime around convention.
but we have a lot of great people in the Republican Party.
He isn't on the campaign trail today. He's in New York as his criminal hush money trial continues. Abortion was one of the issues most mentioned by Pennsylvania voters. In Florida, a six-week ban on the procedure is about to take effect.
Trump has literally taken us back 160 years. He says it's up to the states, and this is all about states' rights. But he's wrong. The Supreme Court was wrong. It should be a constitutional right in the federal constitution.
And President Biden in Tampa, a former Washington State police officer wanted in the killings of two people, was found in Oregon with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he's not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the Paley Fest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s. And low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Currently 51 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll welcome Ben and Deanna Malcor to talk real estate.
And Terry Barr joins us with another slice of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Minow and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. And just a sprinkle of stardust and a whisper, go to sleep. Everything is all right. I close my eyes.
is such a beautiful song, and all I can think about is Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. In one of the creepiest roles ever. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. We are broadcasting statewide all over our beautiful state of Wisconsin from downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing at our WGBW studios. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We are talking about a new genre, really, of music called yacht rock. And it's kind of, you're hearing about it everywhere now. And my guest tonight on Nightlight was in on the ground floor. And they don't just sing covers. They sing original songs and they tour all over. And his name is Philly Ocean. He is the lead singer of Yachtly Crew. Mm-hmm. Philly, it's great to have you here, buddy.
I'm so glad to be here. This is great.
Can you sing Roy Orbison? Does that fall into the category of yacht rock?
It does not. That falls squarely outside of it. But okay. I do love Roy.
Yeah, same.
He's one of a kind voice. Amazing melodies. You know, he struck a chord in American music that I don't think anybody else did. You know, he kind of combined the old school ballads with the new form of rock and roll and doo-wop and all this stuff. And I love his music.
Yeah, just such a unique voice too. Like you have to become haunting. A singer if that's how you sound. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well yeah. said. Okay, so tell us about, you guys have a new tour, a Full Steam Ahead tour. Where can people see you? I don't believe you have Wisconsin dates, which is a crime. You should add them if you still can. But tell us about the tour.
I would love to come back to Wisconsin. We played Epic Event Center there.
Oh, nice.
And that venue was amazing. We had such a great night. I don't know why we don't have that on the books yet. I would imagine it's just a routing thing because, you know, when you tour as much as we do, making the dates that work for them work on our schedule can sometimes be logistically impossible. So I know that our agent has a great relationship with that venue, and we had a great time up there. And they said they wanted us to come back. It's just a matter of getting things to line up. So the Full Steam Ahead tour for this year is our biggest tour yet. We're playing over 100 shows this year, well over 100 shows. And the really cool thing about this year is that we're actually coming to places that we have not played before, mm-hmm. or that we've only played like maybe once or twice. And so we're getting to, expose the country to, what we do in a lot of new ways. And the thing that we've seen time and again, which has been really humbling and really amazing, is that when we go to a place, the next time, the second time is a huge jump. Every time we go back to a place,
nice.
Our numbers like double or triple. And, and then it's kind of getting to this cool place of critical mass. For example, we played the past couple of years just outside of Philadelphia in a town called Ardmore, Pennsylvania. And it was a fairly small venue, I think like 400 or 500 capacity venue. And, the first time we had like maybe 350 there, the next time it was sold out. And then we moved to a bigger venue this last time, over 1,000 people we just played to in Philadelphia, like a week and a half ago. And it was the most raucous, uproarious crowd, I think we've almost played to this day. They were so into it. So it's cool to see it just building steam. And, we love what we do. We feel incredibly lucky that we get to do, this is our job. And, all of us are lifelong musicians, and we want to do this forever. So to see something have legs like this is really, really amazing.
Well, it's great too, that you guys, they're not just coming when you double or triple your numbers like that. They're not just coming because they love yacht rock. You're your own band, and that's what they're coming to see. And that's gotta be really, really a cool thing. If you guys do find your way through Wisconsin again, you have to come in and perform in the studio, please. I would love to have at least a few of you.
I love having
live entertainers here. And I totally get what you're saying with scheduling. When I used to do stand-up comedy and I was touring back in the day, the joke was, all right, you're going to do the weekend in Detroit, and there's a one-nighter in Iraq on Wednesday before you're in Detroit.
So that makes sense, but
we would love to have you here. It would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So tell us about your new album too. You got 6 original songs on the album, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we got 1 original and then 5 of the yacht rock like staples that we play all the time.
Okay.
So yeah, Just a quick rundown of the songs you find. We have Lido Shuffle by Boz Scaggs.
Oh, great.
Sex
song.
On the Beach is our original. How Long by Ace. Steal Away. How Deep Is Your Love? And then Ride Like the Wind, of course, by Christopher Cross. You can't have a yacht rock album without a Christopher Cross song on there, pretty much. So
yeah.
Yeah, so those are the songs on the Seize the Day album. You can stream that anywhere that you find your music. You can also, if you want, your own physical copy. We have CDs available, and we also have a limited edition vinyl pressing in flamingo pink available on our website. And it is a beautiful album to listen to and to see with the naked eye. It's a really beautiful.
Is that a tribute to Christopher Cross as well?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Nice. And also just the whole vibe of the yacht rock genre also it's cool. We try to incorporate all that and continue to kind of honor the original musicians. And so that was a really cool thing that we were able to do with that album.
It must be cool that you guys have like you have the biggies, the, you know, like you said, Steely Dan, the Beach, Doobie Brothers, Hall & Oates. But I heard a song. I live in a town. It's a small town. And I don't know where what radio channel they have on, but they play songs that I have not heard from high school. And it's the only country I've lived all over. And it's the only place I hear that plays these songs. I heard Frankie and the Knockouts, a song called Sweetheart, which is a great song. It was like from the 80s. And it was like, so you guys can pull from the biggies, but you also have all these one hit wonders you can probably grab too. Like you'll never run out of material, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, we have well over 100, maybe 115 songs that we know in our repertoire. Nice. And we add to that, you know, we add 3 or 4 songs a year probably now. But we play 35 to 40 songs a night.
Okay.
Per show. You know, it's almost a 2-hour show, or if not more than a 2-hour show most times. And so, you know, we have a lot of material to pull from. We have probably 18 to 20 songs that we have to play. You know, they're the Africas and the You Make My Dreams Come True, Ride Like the Wind, Baker Street, you know, the ones that people have to hear. Otherwise, we get hate mail. roughly half of the show, we can cycle things in and out and see how we're feeling that particular night. Oh, we haven't played this song in a while.
Yeah.
And so it keeps the show fresh and interesting, not only for our audience, because we have a lot of audience members that come back and see us again and again, but also keeps it interesting and fresh for us, which, as you know, as a performer, you know, 7 years in, playing the same genre, you have to keep it interesting and you have to keep it fun, because if you're not having fun, the audience is not having fun.
Absolutely. Conrad, take a memo. We need to use Baker Street on our intros and outros. Let's add that.
Sounds good.
Such a great song. So you also have I see Mario Lopez made an appearance in a video.
Oh yeah, well, so Mario's been a friend and a fan of the band for many years.
Oh, cool.
He started coming. So when we got, I guess this was about 2018, we got a residency at the Viper Room, which is a famous music venue in LA. You know, it used to be owned by Johnny Depp, and a ton of bands that played there and stuff. So we were doing a monthly yacht rock night there. And, you know, it was so funny because when we were playing those shows, we'd look out in the audience and we would always see some celebrity in the crowd. And, you know, we met Craig Robinson there. We met Baba Booey from Howard Stern. I mean, you name it. I mean, these people were just, they were coming out. They were making a night of it. And they loved yacht rock. And they loved the whole vibe. One of the nights, Mario Lopez and his whole crew were there, and they were all wearing captain's hats and they were singing along. And they're like, oh my God. And so we, you know, and then people started posting pictures of him. So we tagged him and we reposted some of it. And then he started messaging us. He's like, you guys are amazing. We ended up playing the Christmas party for the show that he was on. And then for the past 4 or 5 years now, we've done a fundraiser for him for the local children's hospital in Burbank, California, you know, help raise money for it. And we've just had this great relationship. And then when he found out that we were, you know, doing this original and doing it.
Did we lose Philly?
I think we might have.
Let's see if we can get him back. That's great. You cannot go wrong with those songs like that. You're always going to have an audience for that. Is he back? Conrad, you just pretend to be Philly and I'll interview you.
I don't know if Aldrin Justice is.
My connection cut out.
Oh, good to have you back. You were saying that he, oh yeah, you did the fundraisers and the charity work for him, which is really cool.
I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it dropped.
No, that's technology. It's a fad.
Yeah, yeah. In any event, yeah, so we started, are you hearing me? Sorry
yeah, about that, yeah, guys. You're fine. No, no, don't worry about
back?
It. Yeah, you're back. Can you hear me? Maybe he can't hear us, Conrad. Let's drop it and see if we can get him back. I hope we can. Yeah, that's we have to. I hope they come to Wisconsin. This is really fun music. My buddy Rob Martin, who I've also directed as an actor, was in a yacht rock group, and he's phenomenal. And that was my first exposure to the genre, and I love that it exists because these are like the songs I grew up listening to Casey Kasem's Top 40. And now that you can see them all in a concert, and like Philly was just saying, even celebrities like going out, it's kind of a fun evening and you can't go wrong, especially if you go out with a group of friends. It's just, it's great to see live music to begin with. But when you have a band that's playing all these great tunes, you can't go wrong. And it's kind of interesting too. This is the first day, this is the anniversary of the first posting on YouTube is today. And that must have been, well, almost 20 years ago. I remember when YouTube started up and Classic Schwabba, I'm like, who in the heck is going to want to watch other people performing that aren't professionals on YouTube? It was like YouTube meant anybody can post. And I was like, why would anybody just go watch people on YouTube? What did I know? Like, now there are people, that's a profession, YouTube performer, YouTube entertainer. And it was phenomenal. So this is the anniversary of YouTube today. And I hopefully we'll, do we have Philly back?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Hey, good to have you back.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. My phone went on the fritz here.
No, oh, it could have been. Conrad got a haircut yesterday. It could have been that too. You don't know what happened.
Sorry about that.
I thought the haircut looks good. So anyway, yeah. So I think what were we talking about? The Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. That's really
so,
cool.
Yeah. We were just doing, you know, we were helping him out, and he was just, honestly, he's been a champion. He's really been a champion for Yachtly Crew, and he's been super, super helpful and supportive. And he said, anytime you guys want me to be in a music video, just let me know. And so then when we did Sex on the Beach, it just made so much sense to reach out. And he showed up for us big time. So it was amazing.
That's fantastic. So Philly, who is your favorite artist to sing when you are doing covers? Like, who do you like to sing the most, and who is it easiest for you to sing, or who do you kind of vibe with, I guess?
Well, you know, the thing about a lot of these songs, I would say at least half of these songs, that they're not easy to sing. You know, they are challenging songs vocally and musically and all the like. But I really do like the challenge. I like pushing myself, and I would have to say Kenny Loggins is probably my favorite yacht rock singer.
Nice.
Michael McDonald has an absolutely insane voice.
He does.
I have a very different voice from Michael McDonald. You know, he has this weird combination of this really beefy, voice with an incredible range and this just crazy falsetto that's like airy and gritty at the same time. If you've ever listened to Michael McDonald.
Oh yeah.
What
a Fool Believes is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just an incredible song, lyric wise and music. It's great.
That song is probably the hardest song for me personally to sing. And it's because those the phrases at the end of the song, they repeat so many times, those high harmonies.
Yeah.
And in a music venue setting, when there's a lot of stage noise and it's hard to hear, man, it's easy to oversing and strain your voice, and you have to be really careful. That particular song is really, really challenging.
But hey, Philly, I don't mean to interrupt you. Can you hang for just a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, fantastic. We've got a couple more minutes. I'm going to find out what Philly's watching on TV, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. I am talking with Yachtly Crew lead singer Philly Ocean. Is with us on Nightlight. We got disconnected for a couple minutes, so he's agreed to hang around for a few more minutes. And I got to tell you,
absolutely,
Philly, this is great. Jameson, a new listener for us from Pennsylvania, from the 814, says, I'd love to hear them do the Pina Colada song. Do you guys do that? And can people see that anywhere? If he wanted to go look for it online, would he be able to find it?
Oh, we have videos of a ton of live shows and everything that are online.
Oh,
you
please
can just
share.
Go to our YouTube channel.
Nice.
You know, just search for Yachtly Crew.
Okay.
It's spelled YachtlyCrew. And so, you can find a ton of stuff. You can also just go to our website, yachtlycrew.com, and check out all of that.
Very cool.
And like I said, you can listen to the EP anywhere you stream your music. All of our tour dates are up on our website as well. And we also have a pretty active Instagram and Facebook too. We post a lot of funny videos, behind the scenes videos. There's just a lot of content you guys can see. And, you know, you get a little insight as to the day-to-day of the band and touring life and all that stuff. It's really cool.
There you go, Jameson. Check that out. That's a great... And I don't know if you knew this, Philly. This is the anniversary of the first video being posted on YouTube. I was talking about that one.
I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy?
No, that's all right.
Thank God for YouTube. All right, so if you weren't singing Yacht Rock, what would you be singing? Hard rock, soft rock, rock and roll, country? What would be your genre?
Oh, man. I mean, I grew up just such a music lover. I know this is like such a cliche answer, but I loved so many different genres. The stuff that I find myself kind of listening to, right now I'm really into the Struts, which are kind of a hard rock group. I love AC/DC, but then I veer like over into like, you know, I love Ray LaMontagne and Amos Lee and Michael Kiwanuka and, you know, these folky soulful singers. Old school R&B,
nice.
You know, and blues. I was super into blues, but I have a really, really eclectic musical taste. I think my go-to, just like without even thinking about it, is usually rock and roll. Like just, you know, the Rolling Stones or, you know, the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac or Billy Joel. You know, something like that.
Everybody should have an eclectic taste in music. I mean, I feel like I'm the same way. I like classical. I love the crooners.
Yeah.
I love jazz. Like there's something great about every genre, and they're also derivative if you really know anything about music. It's phenomenal. That's a great answer. So my last question for you, buddy, what we do on this show is we talk about TV and movies and what we're watching. Can you recommend a show, something you're binge watching or cringe watching?
You're going to crack up. I'm the dad of a 2.5-year-old, so we don't watch a whole lot of TV. We watch a lot of Blippi and Miss Rachel and Mickey Mouse. And, you know, so between that and, you know, I number one priority is spending time with my family when I'm not on the road. So, you know, that's kind of the world that we're in. You know, we watch a lot of Disney Plus shows. I'm a huge Marvel nerd. So I love, you know, all of that, all the superhero stuff and the sci-fi stuff. The last show that I watched in its entirety because I was so hooked was Succession on HBO.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
I'm super bummed that show is over because the writing was just insane.
Yeah,
but it was so good.
That's the worst feeling ever when a show ends and you're just like, okay, what, yeah. What am I supposed to do now? I guess I go have to parent my 2.5-year-old now. Hey, this is great. Exactly. Thanks so much for being on the show and keep us posted. If you can, if you come back to Wisconsin, we'd love to see you and love to have you in the studio.
Yeah, we will. And for all of the people listening, you know, we are going to be, I think the closest that we're going to be to Wisconsin is in Lamont, Illinois. It's just on, I guess, the southeast of,
Chicago,
by about 45 minutes or so, or southwest Chicago, rather.
Yeah.
But we're all over. We're in Michigan. We're in Indiana. We're going to be all through the Northeast. So if you travel, and then the big thing is we have a residency at Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, and we play there about four or five times a year for a whole weekend. So we'll do two nights of shows there, and if you're feeling like you want to, you know, take a little summer trip and have some fun in Vegas, you know, roll the dice, come on out and have a weekend with Yachtly Crew.
Literally roll the dice and then go see Yachtly Crew to cheer yourself up after you lose all your life savings.
Awesome.
Hey, continued success. Thanks so much, Philly. And yeah, go get them on the road. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right. That's Philly Ocean from Yachtly Crew and Yacht Rock, which is sweeping the country. Conrad, what do you think? You like Yacht Rock?
I mean,
you like those old songs?
I really liked the Sex on the Beach song that they gave us. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Especially when you got to write a song that sounds like it's 40 years old. That's got to be tough. I mean, honestly, that's a challenge. Yeah. From the 818, our question tonight, if you want to shoot a last-minute answer in, I'd be happy to read it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What was the best last episode to a TV show? Or what was the worst? You can share either one. Bridget checks in from the 818 and says, best, Sex in the City. Carrie and Big finally get together. I did know that. I didn't really watch the show too much. I saw some of it, but I do remember that. Worst, MASH. Too serious and depressing. Hawkeye has a nervous breakdown. I don't remember that. Wow. I remember kind of as a kid being depressed that it was the end of an era. I remember the Happy Days, last Happy Days episode. I was a little tyke or a little young kid, and they played Elvis's Memories. And I remember being kind of sad about that. I don't remember that about MASH. And I feel like I watched the last episode. That's crazy. So Bridget answered both questions. She says Sex in the City is the best. Kind of went out on a good note. And the worst was MASH. So great text as always. And I'd like to thank my guests, John McGivern, host of Main Streets on PBS. You can still see John. There are still a few tickets left at the Schwabenen Performing Arts Center. Go see John. He's so much fun. He's so engaging and he tells stories. He's a phenomenal storyteller. That's why he's had such a great run on PBS. And that's this Friday night, still tickets available, An Evening with John McGivern at the Schwabenen Performing Arts Center. I'd like to thank Philly Ocean from Yachtly Crew. Fun to talk some Yacht Rock. Great text tonight, and love all the responses to your to our question tonight. Aunt Carla checks in with the last. We'll give Aunt Carla the last word. Love the show tonight. Thank you, Aunt Carla. We love that you listen. And Conrad's got a new haircut. That's what we learned tonight. That's the lesson. All right, we'll be back tomorrow night. Pat Kreitlow joins me and artist Steve Segrin. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.